on Radio National Summer Breakfast. It's 3 minutes to eight. Now to sport with ABC Grandstand's David Morrow. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Julian. Cricket. Australia over the next 5 days could lose the Ashes. Well, if they haven't already lost them.
It's looking pretty bad, isn't it?
Well, it's 1:30 this afternoon our time. The third test starts in Perth. Australia already obviously 1-0 down in the series. They need to win this game. Well, perhaps a draw would still keep it alive, but they'd have to go and win in Melbourne and Sydney to get the Ashes back.
And a lot of focus on who's actually going to be selected in the Australian team today.
Well, the logical bloke to be 12th man is beer, isn't it? I mean, we're going to have a bloke carrying drinks with a name like beer, he's a logical guy.
Right.
But from what you read, he's not going to be the guy. Siddle's going to be the guy. And yet, it was only a couple of weeks ago.
He's the only guy who's taken wickets for Australia, isn't he?
Well, we were walking out of the Gabba on the first day and all these people were making up songs about Peter Siddle. There's only one Peter Siddle. He's taken 6 wickets. He's got a hat trick. Australia's only taken 16 wickets in the series. And he's taken 7 of them. So
Mitchell Johnson was dropped from the team for the second test. He hasn't played in the meantime and now he's back.
Yeah. Look, everyone that I know in cricket just is befuddled by that, and certainly even more befuddled by Greg Chappell's statement that Johnson was actually rested for the Adelaide test.
It wasn't described that way at the beginning, was it?
No, and rested, I'm not sure, mentally, physically or whatever. But I know this thing, if he bowls as badly as he did in Brisbane, he is in for a shocking shellacking and heckling, and he deserves it because, I mean, it's not necessarily his fault that they've chosen him, but, gee, the selectors have got to resign if he bowls as badly as he did in Brisbane.
Yeah, well,
fair dinkum. You can't have a bloke that can't even find the same pitch. I just hope he finds where the whacker is. It's the place in Perth, Mitchell.
Yeah, well, that's right. The Perth pitch is supposed to be good for fast bowlers, but you do have to hit it.
Yeah, hit the one they're playing
that's
on.
That's right. What else is happening in sport?
Rob Quiney, a Victorian, smashed a century in 64 balls last night to give Victoria a victory over South Australia in the one-day match. Now, this will be interesting. This will be a right up your alley. The cricket lawmakers, the Marylebone Cricket Club, there's a World Cricket Committee, which includes such people as Steve Waugh, Barry Richards and Courtney Walsh. And they've actually asked the lawmakers to introduce lie detector tests in a bid to root out corruption from the sport.
Oh, I like a good but lie detector.
How can you root out the corruption of the bloke who runs the lie detector?
This is true. And electronic tagging for all players, I think, as part of Channel 9's commentary next season. David Morrow from ABC Grandstand, thank you very much for joining us.